Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Couple of drinks and you putting your wiggly woggly in her shugly boogly, y'all hanking and spanking. A few months goes by, now she's calling and squalling. Next thing you know, you slaying and paying while she's still sliding and riding. So before you go licking and sticking or digging and diving, be sure you wrap your woogly boogly in a rubbly doubly so one piece of that nunu don't come back to bite you in your boo-boo, baby.
This message brought to you by the United Council.
I don't know what that means.
You get what it means. You know what it means. Thank God for the internet. I love you, Instagram. Keeping life interesting. Everybody can be famous, Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It sounded good, whatever it
was. The guy was good. TikTok, I don't... that was an Instagram thing, not a TikTok thing. I don't... by the way, I don't do TikTok. I do see videos from TikTok. I do have the app, but I don't really use it. So I know that in the next day or two, in the next couple of days, they're going to decide whether to ban it, which is... I'm not an expert on it, so I'm talking half out my ass here when I say that, you know, obviously the concerns of China and spying and collecting information and all that kind of stuff seems to be what's behind it. Okay, fine, I get that. Then change the app. They're forcing the company to sell TikTok to someone, you know, that is friendly as opposed to an adversary. But my problem is in that is... It's not all the crazy influencer TikTok people that, you know, run up and down milk crate stairs and eat Tide Pods and throw computers up. I don't give it about them. You know, that's fine. Let them do their thing. But there are so many artists that people, new bands, new artists trying to make it in the record industry aren't getting record deals anymore. So they get their exposure from TikTok. And they get exposed to people, and those people that see them on TikTok show up at their shows. So that's how they sustain themselves. So I don't want the app to disappear.
This obviously is probably getting signed this week, but China's got a year. TikTok won't go away now. They've got a year to divest from the app.
Mm-hmm.
If you know they're trying out with lawsuits first.
Right. I'm unclear as to what information they're getting. You know what I mean? I mean, look, you got an app inside your phone.
There's
I don't
no proof.
Know
yeah,
if
you
I
don't
trust
know.
This Chinese right. government.
No, I don't. Yeah. No, I don't either. Yeah. I'm saying I don't. You know, there are certain things I try to stay informed. There are certain things that I'm just like, I don't have the capacity. I don't know. Whatever. Let me know. Let me know how that goes. You know what I mean? Because I'm not on it. I'm not using it. But I do have friends that do use it in the music industry. And it's very, very valuable. How many comedians have become famous because of short video clips on TikTok?
Is it all because I don't even know if I can get on my TikTok, but I only did it when the kids were interested in it, just because I wanted to make sure I knew what they were watching.
Bert Kreischer.
Are they not interested in it?
Matt Rife. Shane Gillis. I mean, all of these people have benefited from it, and they're funny. I mean, they're very funny people. They're talented. I'm not saying they're not. But the tool by which, you know, it's like what Dane Cook did with MySpace in the early days. They're mining this thing, and their work is getting seen, and more people are getting out and seeing them in the live, you know, because comedians can't make money off of albums or anything. So I don't know.
I mean, like Kayla said, aren't there other avenues to do that?
There's Instagram, but there's a few. But TikTok is so wide-reaching, everybody of a certain age is on it before. They're certainly not on Facebook. That's an older person's game now, and Instagram is becoming that as well. So anyway, that's my take on that. I do want to say I do struggle with a couple of things. I mentioned this to Kelly after the show as we were talking, and having a little lunch break in between the show and the recording of this particular segment. I was on Venmo. I had to Venmo. And I am leery of Venmo ever since you had your situation. You know?
Yes. Being scammed.
Yes. So I'm on it very, I'm very, obviously, very little.
Large part of that was my own damn fault.
True. But you're a human being. You made mistakes. I'm not saying this to make fun of you.
I felt a lot of pressure. Which is why I called Amazon. I called them. Called the Amazon helpline. I saw the number and I called it. 2 days in a row. Wasn't them.
2 days in a row.
Guys that scammed my money.
Yeah. How does someone not have a fucking customer service number where you can talk to somebody?
Well, you do. Well, you could chat. You know, you do the computer chat. That little did I know, you got to go to the website. Now I know. Go to the website.
Don't
you
Google.
Chat through the website.
But they're not alone. Like, I have a couple of business relationships with companies that there's no phone number. And it infuriates me,
right, I know.
When I have a problem.
Explain it. I don't know. Yes, I know.
Talk to me. And you know what? God forbid. Hi, I'm the chatbot. Hey, I pay money to be a part of this. I don't want a chatbot. You know? I just don't. So I was on Venmo and I received some money and as payment. And so I, you know, but I think of you every time.
Why, thank you.
You really need to go. You really need to see The Beekeeper with Jason Statham. Because
when this all happened, people said, I just saw this. You got to check it out.
It doesn't even have a foot in reality. It's so out of wild control that one man did all this. But that's why I watched it. I wanted it. It was great. It gave me everything I wanted because I was in the mood for revenge. Sometimes you just want to watch a revenge movie where someone gets their due and they get their ass kicked into the next world, you know? So it was about that, though. Mm-hmm. It was about revenge on scammers taking advantage of old people. And Jason Statham just goes to town, you know?
There was CBS Sunday Morning. I was telling you had a thing this past Sunday about a 57-year-old, very successful woman, retired, had $1.5 million in her nest egg, and went on Match.com, ended up falling in love with this guy, never meeting him. Of course, the picture of the guy they show was not the guy. It was false. You know, she started sending him money, and the whole nest egg went. The guy ended up talking her into getting other people involved. So she was actually, would have been prosecuted
complicit.
Herself. She was complicit, yes. And it got to the point where she ended up getting killed, they think. They found her dead, whether she committed suicide.
She didn't do herself? She didn't kill herself because maybe she found out she implicated people?
Her daughter thinks she was murdered.
Wow.
But her whole nest egg, gone. And, you know, and they go over the numbers of people being scammed, which is severely underreported because so many are embarrassed about being scammed. They're not going to report it.
Did I tell you guys that we got a letter from the state attorney general's office after we did your segment about what happened to you guys? Mm-hmm. And that they said that they were inundated with people with questions and all that kind of stuff because it was so...
Hopefully it helps some
people. It was very impactful. People learned a lot. I don't get that. Like, I don't get meeting someone and not seeing them.
Right.
I don't get sending anybody money.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
They got me. They told me I needed, because I didn't have an Amazon card, that I would have to buy some eBay gift cards so that way we could...
Trap
the guy who apparently stole the money from me.
Right.
They got me once.
Yeah.
Got me a couple of times. But then I said...
So, wait a minute, they got you once?
They got me a couple of times. $1,000 total. And then then it hit me. I'm like, oh, my God, it's happening.
Yeah.
I'm getting scammed.
Yeah.
And the more I read, the more I see, I am just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you were lucky. Both you and Laura got your money back.
CBS News has a public account of the more than 64,000 American victims of being moving investment in crypto scams, catfishing, whatever. And, again, that's not probably nearly enough because so many people are embarrassed. They're not going to report it.
It's weird that you guys bring all this scamming stuff up. I did get an email the other day and from this woman that said maybe we could use it as a douchebag, but I don't know if it qualifies as a douchebag after I read it because it's kind of a sad story.
Sometimes people send a douchebag and it's so clear who the douchebag is, it wouldn't even, there's not even a contest.
And this is, Hey, Laura, my mom has been dating a scammer she met on POF, which I believe is Plenty of Fish, for like 4 years.
Is that a religious one?
Plenty of Fish?
Isn't that?
I don't know. It's called POF, so that's what
I
was guessing.
Yeah, Plenty of Fish. Oh, go ahead.
I'm not sure. But she's been dating him for 4 years, who he is in a prison in Poland. But somehow he seems to talk to her every day.
Right, okay.
But in 4 years, he has never FaceTimed her. We have found out for years now, she has sent him over $100,000. And she lives off of alimony from my dad. The siblings and I have had an intervention, and it's done nothing. Most of the kids now don't talk to her. Are we douchebags for not talking to her? Some people told us, you know, we should let her be an adult and choose her lifestyle. Well, I will give you some background history. So she divorced my dad, and her daughter died all in the same time. So she might have been in a weird place when she started dating this man 4 years ago.
Clearly.
But she even went to Poland last year on the Ukraine border to see him, and he never showed up. I know. Shocking.
I know.
Anyways, just wondering if you think this would be a good who's a douchebag or how I could even write this. I could give you more details if you need them, but this is our story. I feel bad, like, because that's not, I don't think it's a douchebag situation, and they've already tried to have an intervention with her. It's...
You know who the douchebags are? The people telling you to mind your own business and let her be an adult. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. It's your mom. She's getting taken advantage of. If you don't get involved, you're an idiot.
And from what we've seen, a lot of these, she may assist this guy into scamming other people by accident.
Oh, let them be adults. Yeah, that is, honestly, those are the people I want to punch in the face.
Sad. I don't even know what to tell her. I don't know.
When you watch your parents go through like that kind of thing, like she obviously had trauma, right? Mm-hmm. She's not making rational decisions. And yeah, that's when they need to have you there the most. Sometimes I'm not saying you might be able to change her mind or whatever, but at least you have to know, you have to let them know. It's your job as their family member to say, look, to tell them the truth and not just stay out of it. Well, you've got to mind your own business. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What else can they do?
I want to snap your head off like a dandelion.
Do they try another intervention? How do you?
I don't know how you deal with an adult.
You talk sentence.
How much did she lose?
So far, $100,000. She's been sending him money.
I mean, I didn't realize so many people are seeking a connection through social media like that and not meeting a person
for a long period of time.
Wow.
I don't get it.
I knew a gentleman that was dating this woman, and she supposedly was from the United States, but she was working in a different country, and she was stuck there. Like, her passport was stolen or something happened, and she needed to get his help, and he sent her money.
Yeah.
And then he went to go send her more money, and his bank said, why do you keep transferring this money? And he said, you know, my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. It was all a scam, and he didn't get that money back, and he was so upset because he thought he had found love. They were communicating all the time and, you know, talking on the phone and just not real.
They're also, like CBS knew, that they're questioning Match.com and some of these dating apps to vet and get rid of these spam profiles. You know, be harder about that.
Every day. Look, just today, as a matter of fact, I went on my photo page on Facebook, and there's somebody replying to every woman saying, hey, blah, 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 I want to reach out. And I'm like, if I can go through and vet those people, why can't the freaking website? God forbid I say something bad about the president or another candidate or whatever, because I get flagged immediately and I'm in Facebook jail. But all these scammers, it's the same people that, you know, put up ads of people, celebrities selling some weight loss thing that you know ain't real. It's just crazy. How is it impossible to track these people that are doing this on the scale that they're doing it?
I know. Well, that's the same thing when they were in here, the attorney general from New Hampshire, it said the fact that if you just Google, why is Google allowing these paid for, because it says, right, you know, sponsored or that shouldn't be allowed. And I know Google's just another, you know, business trying to make money, but they're making a buck the horrible way. They're taking this money from these
nefarious individuals.
Right, and they're allowing it to happen. So, you know, I understand the bad people have to be taken care of, but companies like Google should have something that says, No, you can't pay.
Google Bank NH Pavilion. And the actual website for the actual venue, the only one you should be going to, is halfway down the page. Because all the others are just, you know, ticket sellers and stuff like that. All that, that's just craziness, man. And you know who gets it? My parents. I have to tell my dad, dude, don't even respond to an email. Just leave it there. Ask me. I'll come and look at it. You know, they'll get an email from someone. I'm like, see that, Dad? Broken English. Right there. That's not correct. No business would send you that. There's all these little things. Look at the address. Look at the return address and the email address. Look at how screwed up it is. That is not legit. Well, you know, Amazon says I owe them money. You don't have an account.
Yep.
But parents don't know. They just like, I owe money. Oh, my God. I don't want to owe anybody money. It drives you crazy. And watch The Beekeeper. And then that's when the I fantasize about bad things that I would do to people that do that, that scam people.
Looking at my checking account right now, and mm-hmm. I have not been scammed.
Yeah, that's great. That is so good.
Couple weeks ago, he goes, ooh, I haven't looked in a little while. Yep. I'm like, oh, no. Like, I check my, I know it's crazy, but every day I'm on there just looking. I look at my credit cards every day, and I look at my bank transactions every day just to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. And people that get into relationships and they don't get to see the person. Like, if I was, let's say you and I hooked up on a dating site, you know, plenty of fish, whatever. After a few conversations, I would suggest that we talk on the phone as a FaceTime.
Well, these are what they do is they will talk to you on the phone. So you have a real woman or a real man.
The FaceTime, I'll FaceTime you.
Okay.
We're going to FaceTime?
Some people will.
Yeah.
It's all a scam, though.
Oh, no, I know. They're very advanced and stuff like that. But I would want proof and, you know, all that stuff. One wrong move and I'd bail. I'd pull the parachute. Travel all the way to Poland. Walk up to the border. You're sitting there. You get your hands against the fence. You're waiting for the
Nobody
person to show
ever
up.
Showed
Nobody
up.
Nobody shows. You kidding me? That's how I see it in my head, Kelly, right there. So, all right. Well, anyway.
I'm sorry. We couldn't be more of a help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Don't fall for scams. And watch out for your parents. Okay?
And watch out for, you know, they're changing one number now. Like the TD Bank and all these, you know, People's Bank and all this stuff. They're changing one number from the real number to call you.
Yep.
Like these scammers are getting so close. So it looks like.
Yeah.
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 Looks like it's your bank. It's not.
I don't answer emails anymore. I check. The only email I check is our work email. I look for listeners' comments and stuff like that, but I'm not answering any other business-related email anymore. You know?
Including from our own business.
Our own company, yeah. Sends us that phishing stuff, and I got bagged 2 weeks ago. I'm not answering anymore. Everything's fake, you know? Well, you responded, so you've got to take a test. Okay. I'll take the test.
Did you end up taking the test?
Not yet. I meant to. I really did. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I meant to. You're past due.
Yep.
Yep. I got stuff going on.
I understand.
They don't like me, so it's okay. Probably won't be here tomorrow. But anyway, tune in tomorrow morning at 5:30 and find out. All right. We got to go. Have a great day, everybody. Don't get caught up in the scams on the internet. Sorry about that. See you tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.